أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أستودع سيد الملك نويت الأربعين، نويت العشاء، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. So we mentioned in the previous session about these three trees. The tree of Atiullah, the tree of Atiur Rasul, the tree of وأولي الأمر منكم. And we mentioned the story of Sultan Abd al-Hamid with these three people who were gambling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him, he wants the benefit of his, the benefit for his servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تهدي من أحببت إن الله يهدي من يشاء. Don't guide whom you like. Allah guides whom He likes. Allah's guidance always run after everyone. Allah sifatuhu ar-Rahman. This one of His attributes is ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. From that mercy, He wants everyone to believe, and that's why He sent His messengers. To believe in him and the messenger that he is sending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like to keep anyone be outside that rahmah. So that story of Sultan Abdul Hamid showing that Allah inspires Sultan Abdul Hamid to go where people don't go and see these three people who were gambling and pull them out of what they are doing bad, wrong, with their intention, through what they were asking, he guided them. One was saying, I like to be the son-in-law. One I say, I want the wealth of Sultan Abd al-Hamid. One said, I want to be Sultan Abd al-Hamid. So Allah, through everyone wishes, through his messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through these traces of light in the heart that is left, because most of the light in the heart is gone by the playing of shaitan. What is left of these traces, you can find guidance. Because, look, this light here in this room, many lights making it very bright. Sometimes you don't have light, you have a candle. With the traces of the light of the candle, you can see your way. So these traces in the heart still there, exist there, never goes. Traces of light. Through that, Allah pulled them like magnets to those people who are lost. So Allah, with Sultan Abd al-Hamid, brought these people to guidance. They took them from gambling, made one because of his pure heart son-in-law, make the other gave him wealth, and the third gave him to see the reality of safe, how to safeguard yourself and safeguard your country. That's why these three trees are very important. When we comes to Allah's guidance, you think shaitan can take you out? No. When you are already inside and you became accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message and his messenger, no one can take it out. Might be they veil you, shaitan will veil you, but cannot take that guidance away from you. And that's why you can see everywhere that shaitan comes through saghair and through kabair. Shaitan come to deceive us through something small sin or through big sins. And this is how we have to open our minds very well and our hearts. He comes through kaba'ir. He sees you angry with your life and not happy with your family or with your children or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in a certain circumstances. He comes like he came to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah gave Sayyidina Adam everything. Still he came and pulled him out. فَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى
Adam, because listen to Iblis, he made the sin. He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَغَوَى fall down. Then Allah, through these traces of light, brought him back, guided him, and forgive him. So, Shaitan comes to us, oh, you are angry with your wife, you are angry with your children, you lost your life. This is not how I don't want to say that, but sometimes it comes, how I am in, put in these circumstances or situation. It was a mistake, or ended up like that. So Shaitan takes you to get upset. So where you go? You go out in the wilderness. Where to attract you when you are angry about yourself, about your life, about your situation? You forget there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he whispers in your ear, go to the coffee shop. There you can sit, at least you will have good time. At least you will forget. He doesn't tell you go to the mosque or go to a gathering, spiritual gathering. No, go to coffee store. Think there, what I have, why I have been put in that. So you go to the coffee store thinking, and then drinking coffee and becoming worse. Look like that, you see beer there. Say, one time beer is no problem, at least I will forget. Then you drink. Then when you drink, Shaitan comes. You are now on the right way to forget what happened. That's why people take depressant tablets. Depressed. They give them, instead of giving them alcohol to be drunk, they give them these tablets to be drunk. So, ya Allah, no problem. You can drink some wine and you will forget more. So, drinking alcohol wine is from kaba'ir. So you take one sip, then second, then third, you see this whole dunya changed. You become hallucinating, very happy of what is going on. Alhamdulillah, I found now where I have to go. Next day, more. Next day, more. He pulled your leg, finished. That is one of the main problems that Shaitan try from that side to enter. If you have more iman in your heart and he cannot enter from the kaba'ir, he go from saga'ir, from small sins. Small sin is go to, oh, you have a problem with your family, with your wife. You better go have some fun somewhere. You go to the coffee shop, you sit there, you look, you see a nice pretty woman. And I think you are sitting with her on the table. What's the problem? You invite her for coffee. inviting her, looking at her, she looking at you, smiling at her, smiling at you. Then give her a date. She comes for dinner, you come for dinner. Then shaitan comes, then pull you out to Kabair, from Saghair to Kabair. But that does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't come to me back. He said, my door is open, come at any time. That's why Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that, and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, he said that any amal you do, when you finish, immediately send it to deposit in your account. Everyone has an account with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every ummah from the Prophet's ummah, every person from the ummah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has an account with Prophet. And that's why Prophet's hadith is wrapping your amal by salawat. Means, say, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, I'm putting that deposit in my account, in your bank, in your trust. Finish, shaitan cannot take it out. Even if you go astray, that amal is safe there, like you are putting in a safe deposit bank. No one can take it away. There is bodyguard there. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you put your shahada, or your prayer, or your tasbih, or your tahleel, or your zikr, or recitation of Quran, immediately say, Ya Rasulullah, awda'na hadhi kalimatayi shahadatayni indaka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. We have put these two shahada, this shahada in your account, in your trust, then it's finished. Shaitan cannot take it. So that is, Mawlana said, is very important in order that shaitan or the four enemy cannot pull out that deposit that you put there. He said, we are in need for Allah and His Prophet, but they are not in need for us. We are in need for them. Because through our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through what Allah said in Holy Quran, prepare of power. If you want to overcome a situation that is bad, prepare power for it. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Prepare power, whatever you can. When you see the four enemy coming against you and taking you away, prepare. Allah saying to you, prepare. How to prepare? It's to prepare through raising your iman, the level of iman. When you do a sin, you have to know that the level of iman went down. As soon as the level of iman is not balanced and goes down more than the balance of no iman in the heart, when it goes down, then you begin to listen to shaitan, the whispering comes. So when this whisper comes, you have to know that your level of iman is dropping. When there is no whispering in the ear, means the level of iman is what dominating, is the dominating factor, is the like you bring salt and put in the water, in a gallon of water, 4 liters, 5 liters, you put half a spoon of salt and drink, the water doesn't change the taste. If you increase the level of salt in diluting it in the water, then you taste the salt, you don't taste anymore the water. Then that is the inspiration of whispering of shaitan. When it increases, the nice pure water decreases. Means faith is falling down. That's why awliyaullah, they say, they wear woolen clocks in previous time and till today. They were suf. That's why tasawwuf came from. Suf in English, in Arabic is, or in English is the wool. They wear what? Wool clothes. Why wool? Why have they have to wear wool? They can wear cotton. There was cotton at that time. Is that? Why they were wearing wool? Why insisting on wearing wool? Because at that time, ulama didn't understand why they were wearing wool. They say, oh, this is innovation, they are wearing wool. But for them, it's not innovation. Because they were able to wear cotton. You can wear two or three, four layers of cotton, become like wool. Why to wear wool? They want to tell their egos and themselves, to remind their egos and themselves that you are carrying always, to remind them of the wool, because wool is from the skin of animals. It wants to remind them of that wild animality character that it is inside you. You are wearing that woolen cloak to remind you of your bad characters, the animal characters that it is in ourselves. That still you, it is on you. You have to get rid of it. So they keep wearing that skin, that wool, just to show themselves we are like that. If we give a chance, a little bit chance to our ego, it will go back to animality behavior. Because animals, there is no restrictions on their behaviors. They kill each other. They jump on each other. They do anything that is not restricted. Everything for them is no restriction. Because animals, there is no taklif. So on us, there is taklif, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to know that you are a human being. You have been asked to leave forbiddance and do good amal. Animals, they cannot. So the awliya Allah wants to remind themselves, don't be like animals. So they keep that always with them. Our work, our job, or what we need to do is always to be like children. Always you see children busy doing something. You cannot see a child sitting not doing anything. Either running or writing or painting or... But when you grow up, you see many of us sitting, not doing anything, wasting the time. Maulana said, be like children, always have that energy, running, coming, going, coming, going, coming. When children, they have that energy too much, they say they are hyper. Better to be hyper in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be hyper, don't be calm in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will be able to succeed. Till judgment day, he's saying, when he was giving that association, that suhbah, that this majlis, this association that we are in, and every association that you are in, if it is for Allah and for Prophet, don't think that if you die it will stop from being rewarded. You will not be disconnected from such associations. If you die and these associations are continuously carried on, one angel will be representing you in that meeting, although you are in your grave, and all the benefit as if you are alive, you are rewarded, that angel will replace you, send you that reward to your grave. And if an angel replaces you, his amal will be rewarded according to his purity. And angels are pure, ma'soom. There is no sin on them. So as if you are doing something with no sin completely. Not like us meeting now here, or in the presence of Maulana Sheikh Nazim, or in the presence of a grand sheikh, when we meet, make association, we still has whispering in the ears and masiyah comes, sins comes. But if there is an angel on your behalf, nothing comes. It will be more pure. And that's why such associations that we are in, under the name of Awliya Allah, grand sheikh, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these associations, you will be rewarded till Judgment Day. Anywhere in the world made an association under Grand Sheikh's name and Maulana Sheikh's name, Grand Sheikh has that been given that inheritance from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that promise that any association under your name or Maulana Sheikh Nazim's name is being done, it will be always, even they die, they are represented there by an angel. If you appear here in this association, we are now here in America, and there is another association taking place after 2 hours, or before 2 hours, or the same time in China, there is an angel representing you there. In the same time they're doing on Australia or Cape Town, South Africa, there is an angel, there are angels representing you. So if you add that all, imagine how many hundreds and hundreds of these associations are running daily. That is barakah of Awliya Allah, that it is spreading. And the evidence is that when Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and Sayyidina Ali stayed in his bed, that's why Sayyidina Ali to stay in the bed, for what to stay in the bed? There was no necessity to anyone to stay in the bed. They can put a pillow and make sure that there is someone staying there. But we said it before that Sayyidina Ali, Prophet ﷺ put him in the bed, that bed of knowledge. The bed of Prophet ﷺ is where Jibreel used to come to Prophet ﷺ. In his place, in his niche, that is his bed. So he put Sayyidina Ali to receive that knowledge. Ana Madinatul Ilmi wa Ali Babu, I am city of knowledge, and Ali is the door. So that Sayyidina Ali receiving there, this is Sayyidina Abu Bakr receiving in the cave, where as soon as they arrive to the cave, it's a story, you know it, you can describe it later. Allah ordered Prophet ﷺ to bring all prophets, their souls, and bring all awliya Allah, their souls, and bring Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujduwani. The Khatm al-Khajakan came after his name. He called to call him, and Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq to call all the atoms, Zarrat Bani, those who are in that way, in that tariqat. It was called at that time Ghujduwaniya. Before it was called Taifuriyya, before it was called Siddiqiyya. It depend on the wali at that time. So he brought all of us there. And we were there under the talqeen, in the presence of Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and prophets, being put on our tongue the word Allahu, 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 Haq, after doing the zikr Khatm al-Kharjakan with Sayyidina Shahan, with Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani and all awliya. This is the evidence of the reward that you will be in every association that taking place under the Naqshbandi Sufi order, they call it now Naqshbandi. It was called, after Grand Sheikh Daghestaniya, it's called now Haqqaniya, but whatever it is called, that lineage to Prophet wasallam, from Mawlana Sheikh Nazim to Grand Sheikh to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Muhammad, wasallam, that lineage, that awliya Allah were there. And all their followers were there, being under that tajalli and under that reward. From that time, they have been talqeen.
Taught.
No, talqeen.
To
put on your tongue what they are saying. If they say Allahu, they put that on your tongue, Allahu, imitating. That talqeen, that imitating the way they are doing, but they are putting it to not an imitation, but it is a true teachings that your tongue begin to make it and recite it. From that time, that reward is moving till Judgment Day on every one of us, on every one of the Naqshbandis. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't reject anyone who is asking Him. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all these awliya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent that teaching to Prophet to Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujwani to teach the followers of that chain. That is the barakah of awliyaullah, how they do that, and we cannot see it. But the traces of that light that it is in our heart is always pulling us toward the best. So when we fall down, when iman is level going down, the other level is the whispering of shaitan will go up, then it comes out from your actions something that is not acceptable. Then when the iman comes up, you begin to think and meditate, oh, what I did something, oh, I have to ask repentance. Then iman is going higher and higher and higher and higher. So as long as you keep your iman higher, as long as you will be rewarded more on your amal, like ما بين الصلاة والصلاة كفارة للذنوب. Between prayer and prayer, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is forgiveness of sins. Okay, I prayed Zuhur and I went make sin, and then I prayed Asr. So yeah, okay, there is, Allah will forgive me and take the sin away. But I'm still in the same level. But if I pray Zuhur and I don't make sin, at Asr time, my level is increased. If I don't make sin and come Maghrib time, my level is increased of Iman. So when I pray Asr or Maghrib at that level, I will get more rewarded. I will be rewarded according to the level I am in at that moment. So you don't want to bring the level of Iman down and say, okay, there is between prayer and prayer kafaratul zunub, forgiveness of sins, but that's keeping you in the same position as you were before. But if you try to eliminate these sins and you will be rising on the other side, your iman is going higher and higher and higher. So when you pray there, you begin to have inspirations, kashif, ilham, all kind of good things that come to the heart. We'll stop here for this association, inshallah, will continue later. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ